Masechet Nedarim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Korban lo ochalach. Somebody who set korban lo ochalach, what he means to say is v'chaye korban lo ochalach. Now this is a shvua, not a netter, and even as a shvua, it is not chal since you did not use the term shvua. Or if you say korban she'ochalach. Now this has to be read hey korban she'ochalach, which again would mean b'chaye korban, I will eat from you. Again, this is a shvua, not a netter, and it is not chal since you did not use the term shvua. Or if you say lo korban lo ochalach mutter. What I do not eat from you should not be a korban. That is mutter, even though we can infer from there that what I do eat from you should be utter on me like a korban. This mission is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that we do not say miklau lav atashomehen. We do not infer the positive from the negative. Shvua lo ochalach. Somebody who makes a shvua, he will not eat from the other person. That certainly is chal. Shvua she'ochalach. Or if he makes a shvua that I will eat from you. Now this is usur, meaning that he cannot eat from the other person, even though he swore that he will eat from the other person. Sometimes, even though he made a shvua she'ochalach, it means lo ochalach. For example, if the other person is pressuring him very much to eat by him, and he keeps on saying no, and then he jumps up and makes a shvua she'ochalach, obviously what he means to say is that I'm making a shvua, I will not eat from you. Lo shvua, lo ochalach, usur. Or if he said, what I do not eat from you should not be usur on me, b'shvua, then that is usur, as we can infer from there that he is making a shvua that he will not eat from the other person. Now, even though we said this mission is going according to Rabbi Meir, who does not infer the positive from the negative, that's only by a netter, but by a shvua, even Rabbi Meir would admit that we do say, miklau lav atashomehen. Zechoymer b'shvuis mibanedor. This is a chumrah that shvuas have over Nedarim. Now, this is referring to the previous Mishnah, where we saw in the previous Mishnah that a shvua is chal on a davar she'ein bo mamish. You can make a shvua on something that is intangible, as opposed to a netter. You cannot make a netter on something that is intangible, midaraita only midarabanan. V'choymer b'nedarim mibashvuas. Nedarim also has a chumrah over shvuas. Kesai, what would be this chumrah? Amar koinim sukkah shani oisim. Lulav shani noita, tefillin shani maneach, banidarim usur, bashvuos mutter, she'ein nishbon lav or alamiz. Somebody who says the sukkah that I'm making, the lulav that I want to take, the tefillin that I want to put on, should be usur on me like a korban. This is how, since you are not directly offering yourself to do the mitzvah, you are only offering the chepet in which the mitzvah is done. As opposed to if you make a shvua that you will not sit in a sukkah, put on tefillin, or take a lulav, there you are directly offering yourself to do the mitzvah, and that you cannot do. Masechet Nedarim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh neder betosh neder. Ve'ein shvua betosh shvua. You can make one neder on top of another neder, but you can't make a shvua on top of another shvua. Case that, what would be a case? Amar hareini nazer emaychal. Hareini nazarim oichal v'ochal chayiv akol achas v'achas. Somebody who takes a piece of bread and says, I will be another if I eat this piece of bread. And then he says again, hareini nazarim oichal, and then he goes ahead and eats the piece of bread. He is chayiv a separate nazirus for each neder. Now even though we are talking about nazirus over here, and the Mishnah says, yesh neder b'toch neder, nazirus is also called a neder. Shvua shaloi eichal, shvua shaloi eichal, ve'ochal eino chayiv ela achas. But if he takes a piece of bread and he says, I am making a shvua, I will not eat it, and then he says again, shvua shaloi eichal, and then he goes ahead and eats it, he is only chayiv once. If he did it b'shagig, he is chayiv only one korban. If he did it b'mezid, he only gets one malkus. But that's only if he was not makir the first shvua yidei achachav. But if he was matir the first shvua, then the second shvua would be chal.